We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. A couple of updates. We had played the body cam audio of Chuck E. Cheese, the mouse from Chuck E. Cheese, being arrested a month and a half ago. And it was pretty rough. I mean, you heard that. And at the end, the manager of the Chuck E. Cheese said, "Would you arrest Mickey Mouse at Disney World?" And Disney Ryan has weighed in. He's a Disney aficionado.
Okay.
And he said, first things first, let's not compare Mickey Mouse with that meth head mouse cousin, Chuck E. Cheese. What a difference there is. And I guarantee no Mickey Mouse would ever do anything in order to be arrested at the Magic Kingdom. Secondly, even if he had, they would never arrest him on Main Street USA. That is a place for fun and magic. So true. I mean,
maybe I believe
right.
that.
Maybe he's right that they would excuse themselves down below the streets, you know, down into that.
But what if
area?
What if Mickey wasn't cooperative? Would they dart his neck?
I think you have to very quietly dart his neck and then drag him. Put him up.
Hey, kids, Mickey's tired.
Yes, exactly. And take him out of there. That's right.
You need to distract. You need to distract with something else. You need like an Elsa or something from a Frozen princess.
That's right. Plus, Disney Ryan says those costumes are incredibly expensive, so they would never load someone up in the back of a police car wearing one of those. You have to dart him in the neck, take him, change him, strip him, put him in something else. He says one dress that Belle wears, Belle the princess from Beauty and the Beast, costs $30,000. That's Disney Ryan talking. He said that dress stays on property. You never take it off Disney property.
So all the actors wear the same dress? They must have rotating dresses. They have.
I'm sure they do. But they're $30,000
a piece
for Belle's dresses?
Think there are a dozen of each costume?
Yeah.
Two dozen?
Yeah, I bet so. Probably at least 12, wouldn't you think? Yeah. At different times. So that's one. Secondly, we were talking about this woman who took her husband to the Sphere in Las Vegas for his 54th birthday. They saw, who was the band?
Chesney?
Yeah, Kenny Chesney. They saw Kenny Chesney, which you'd think would be.
Not exactly. Yeah, I mean, people love the guy.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think that would be so overwhelming.
Yeah, but I guess there was too many flashing lights.
That's right. And the Sphere warns, if you have an issue with flashing lights, you are going to get a seizure if you come in here. So be really careful. Consult your doctor. Mike's on the line. He saw Fish at the Sphere. That's the one that Drew Carey saw.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where Drew Carey said he went multi-orgasmic and, you know, felt
heroin
like
heroin from an angel.
Edging for 3 or 4 days in a row. Mike, can you speak to this?
Yes. It was amazing. I think the visual impact that people see, like going to see Jaws or The Wizard of Oz, may be much, much more enhanced when Fish did their four-night run. Mm-hmm. We did all 4 nights. You never see the same song twice. And I started seeing them in 1996. I don't want to put a number on the number of shows. I've seen them a lot. I have 11 on the docket between now and in January. It was visually the most amazing experience I'd ever seen. You can YouTube like just Fish Sphere and see what comes up. And it's the visual effects are absolutely amazing.
Well, Drew Carey says it's like having a 15-minute orgasm and having heroin shot into your vein. Do you concur?
Well, I've never done heroin.
Right.
And I think I concur with his thought process on how he tried to explain it.
There it is.
And we said, we went on 4 nights, and the last night we were sitting in the charity seats, which is really nice, but, talk about, when the wind blows, you're over the ocean, you smell the ocean, you have light mist. When you're going to your fields, you smell grass, there's wind, the seats vibrate when it's supposed to. It was an amazing experience. I would recommend for anybody to go to the Sphere and see the band that they want to see. Like, it's a commitment. I mean, each seat was going for $2,000 a night.
Wow. Mm.
We got them on the lottery. Like, we actually got the tickets. $157, I think, were the tickets.
Wow. That's a good deal then for you. Yeah.
For $2,000 a piece. But who wants to do that? I just wanted to see this.
Right. Fantastic. And you're going to see them 11 more times here in the near future.
Let's see. I got, well, we did
4 in Mexico in February, 3 in Charleston, and I got 2 in Birmingham, 3 in Hampton, and then we have 4 next year for Mexico, and that's on the docket so far. They haven't released the fall or winter tour yet, so we'll see what happens.
Call back if you survive.
No, I've been surviving for years.
Is there anyone I have less in common with than Mike? He is following this band around. He's got 11 more times. You heard him. Mexico, here.
He's lost count of the shows he's seen.
I'd never do that. I know a lot of people that do that. You know?
Well, you know, not to, you know, we're not really technologically savvy here, but we are idea people.
Yes.
I like to think.
Yes.
You know, they've done The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. Potentially Jaws. I don't know how many other movies would translate to something like that. Star Wars would be incredible.
Oh, yeah.
But what about if they did a baseball game? You could do a baseball game.
You'd be sitting like in the middle of the baseball game.
Yeah, or in the dugout.
Could they do a live event like that?
There is these places popping up. I think California has one and Dallas has one. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of the name. We've talked about them before. But it's set up like you're at the game. Mm-hmm. The screen is so big. And from their angle, it's like you're sitting at the 50-yard line of the Super Bowl.
Right.
And it is that way, and I think you'll see more of that. I could see the Sphere doing that.
It feels like they could do any movie. I mean, The Wizard of Oz is 80 years old, you know, so it feels like if you wanted to do Jaws, you could do Jaws. I mean, it's more technologically advanced than
The Wizard of Oz. Yeah, you got to put in the work.
Yeah.
But you got to pick a movie like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Star Wars is a good example. Any of the big
screen. Do The Lord of the Rings because it's so visual.
Those Avatar movies.
The Avatars.
That'd be incredible.
You think James Cameron is thinking about it?
Probably.
Titanic.
Oh, my God, Titanic. Oh, my God. If we saw...
The whole theater starts to tilt to one side.
Oh, my God.
The impact with the iceberg.
And what about the drawing?
The titties?
You'd be in the middle of it. I went right to the giant boobs.
I'm on her nipple, man.
You'd be between them.
Yeah.
You'd be between
them. What are you most excited about? The titties. You know, when he does that drawing of her, man, I'm going to be all up in it, literally.
Yeah, we can leave after the music.
Yeah. You don't want to stay for the iceberg part? That's probably pretty... Nope, nah. Seeing what I need to see.
Let's do the titties and the sex in the car.
Six-story titties.
Once it hits the iceberg, let's go ahead. Let's go.
Yeah, I hear camera's so good on this when you see your bush.
You have to sit in the front row to see that. It's at the very bottom of the screen.
It's such a wide angle. You see your bush.
Are you at the right movie?
That's AI Bush. They call it us.
Yeah, see what they do now. It's amazing.
I'd like to change seats.